crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossovers.
Crossover.
Close to the double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Time for the crossover. Gary Sharp Show starts now, featuring George. He has funniest interviews on these shows. Kendrick Perkins, I don't care if you like what he says, he's just hilarious.
He just woke up.
He is so funny. No, you know what he is? He doesn't want to listen to Keyshawn. That's his look when he's like, I don't want to listen to this dude. I watch, depending on who interviews him, when the LA people interview him, he loves them. Other people, he's not a fan of.
So it's two things. Number one, Kendrick Perkins is the guy that you can't really have a conversation with if you can't keep your temper.
Whatever he's thinking, it's on his face.
It's on his face.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to stand and hang in there. But the other thing is, he told you yesterday he's leaving Texas immediately with the new gun law that they just passed, where you don't have to. You basically can just carry a firearm.
No waiting period in all concealed carry.
He said, I'm moving out of Texas immediately. So maybe that's why he's in studio today.
There's somebody in the media world that the pandemic benefited because he had access. He was on every show.
Every show,
and
yeah.
He blew up.
And he's overly honest.
Yeah.
He'll rip you if you're bad. I don't think he likes Key, man. I'm telling you. He's much better with those guys that do the overnight show.
How come he's not sitting on his throne anymore?
Look, I told George, what did I tell you about Perk a year ago? I was over it then.
I don't mind listening, and I'm over it now. I like how honest he is. He killed the Sixers. He killed everybody involved in the Sixers. Hey, just went down the row. I was like, damn.
Not like my guy Antonio Daniels on his podcast, who uttered the phrase, man, Doc can't coach.
I have several texts that say that. I have several texts that say that.
I said, oh my goodness.
There's a lot of evidence, though.
I
get the ripping of Doc completely. But when you have eight straight possessions where your guys get open shots and you miss all eight,
man.
I mean, part of that's on the player.
He hit him with.
Yeah, but he's also got. Ever since the Celtics, he's got a lot of trending.
Oh, he's got a couple of them.
He has a Grant Hill, T-Mac combo. He had Blake Griffin, Chris Paul. He's had, he's got Ben and Embiid.
What was the Boston? Who they had at Boston?
Golly, but he won.
He won at Boston. Yeah,
he won the title, but that's a long time ago. 13 years ago that the title happened.
Right. I was just like, dang, AD.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of evidence that, I mean, how many people have blown 3-1 leads? I think only one coach has done it three times. He's the only one. So
wow!
You also had a team that
did you hear the awkward
18-point lead, 26-point lead in back-to-back games, and you lose both of them.
Well,
by the way, when is Embiid ever going to say to himself during the offseason, you know, maybe I should do a vegan thing, see what happens,
or do something
else. Get in shape, like just really get in shape, because he was exhausted at the end of that game. And he sits out 8 minutes. They sit him with 2 minutes left in the first, and they don't bring him back in until 6 minutes left in the second.
Yeah,
that's eight game minutes and 30-some minutes of time.
He might have the wake-up call this offseason.
I thought he had it last season, and he didn't. You got to get in better shape. Do something different.
You know where I think, like, he probably hurts himself the most? Collapsing on the bench or those chairs when he goes to the sidelines. He doesn't even have control of his body. He's so tired.
Sometimes he just falls in his chairs.
Sometimes
he lays on the floor.
I'm like,
a long way to be falling. On the floor a lot.
Yeah, but
he's a slumper. Like when he walks, he's a slumper.
Yeah. Well, he walks like he looks. He's hurt all the time. He and Anthony Davis have a lot of similar characteristics.
Yeah.
They find a way to fall a lot. They find a way to get injured. They always look like they're about to be injured. They're very similar guys.
The fact that he can't get any lift whatsoever.
Not in the games, he can't. First quarter, when he put up the 17 or whatever, looked great. But by the fourth quarter, he's almost always exhausted.
Yeah, he got on LeBron too. Antonio Daniels talking about he didn't really get on him. He just basically said, "Hey, listen, you're right. First of all, but the WNBA players, they do it all the time. They stay healthy. The other thing is, you're 38 and you're playing with an injury-prone superstar. I'm not sure if that would have changed with 160 days rest.
But it's the rest of the people, right? I mean, it's the other seven guys who are all-stars who missed games in the playoffs.
And, Kawhi's was a little fluky.
Definitely fluky.
Kyrie's was kind of fluky.
Definitely, yeah.
So
almost all twist ankles are.
And the other thing was, he didn't think that he should be a second-team All-NBA.
He's
like, that's my guy.
With the amount of games missed.
But you can't play 45 games and be All-NBA and have cost Jason Tatum $36 million.
Donovan Mitchell's not happy about it either.
That's like,
neither one of those guys are happy about it.
How do you really feel? Don't hold back. Don't hold back.
What a great thing about the NBA is if you become All-NBA, that you get a escalator on your contract.
You get
how awesome is that?
You get the Supermax.
I mean, that is a great thing.
Supermax. It is. But who's judging who's all NBA?
That was his.
Are you calling people up?
Hey, so he went and
got a vote,
like,
Bill?
15 minutes. Could you vote for me, please? Who's voting and who
Can
should
you vote
be
for that? There are some people. Remember when, and I'm calling out anybody, but the young lady from ESPN who like completely left off one of the best players and people went after her? That's because of the money.
Hey.
You can't do that.
I'm not calling out anybody.
I'm just saying.
Well,
you can't do that.
See,
this is serious.
If you made a mistake, I see you go back and fix it, but. Like somebody left Jokic off of the MVP.
Jokic off?
Yeah. In the MVP. Like completely, you know what, you get, what, three votes?
Yeah, three.
Yeah. First, yes, three. Completely left them off.
Mm. Maybe he played too many games.
Wasn't a mistake. I think the person was trying to make a statement. I'm like, what is your statement?
What?
They played almost, he played the entire
72
year.
Games.
Yeah. Yep. I think you got enough facts there.
He played 72 games, and it's funny because his stats, if you're a stat guy, his stats, the only person comparable over the whole season to him is like two Larry Bird years. It's like ridiculous.
Jason Tatum played 60-some games and he had COVID.
And couldn't breathe at some times and still played. And still carried his team in many games.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And I mean, Donovan Mitchell not getting in. Not being one of the – that's ridiculous.
It was funny. He said, not funny, like hee hee ha ha. Like yesterday he was talking about how he's having to learn right now to play below the rim. He said he's never had to play like that ever. Because his game is about bounce and being explosive, and he says he just doesn't have it. But if you're Mark Cuban, first of all, is Carlisle going to Boston?
He's got a choice of it.
What about Milwaukee?
Three of those jobs.
What about Indiana?
Yeah. Again, another Pip. Hey, how about New Orleans?
Oh.
He could go to one of at least four of those jobs.
Dude, they blew Gundy out after a year, and you
No, Zion Williamson blew Gundy.
He blew himself out. Let's just say
dude,
that. He blew himself out.
I was Zion. With Zion said, "Yeah, you're not my coach. You're gone.
You can't have." So
maybe you just can't repeat for Zion because this will be his fifth coach in 5 years.
15 games. They had the lead in the last lead or tied in the last 3 minutes. I believe is the number, and lost the games.
Find yourself.
That's on somebody.
Find yourself a really good coach. You got Zion, and when you're playing in Seattle or Vegas, you'll explode.
Yeah, that is probably happening. Mm. That is probably happening.
I mean, if you're losing money on the Pelicans and you can't increase your attendance, I mean, you have no other options. But the NBA, the NBA will look at that market, and if they don't get better in attendance, and especially if you're not making money,
well, it's going to be up to
gonna
her.
They're going to say time to go.
You know, it's up to Vince's daughter what she's going to do. And there is a chance she could sell to someone from Louisiana. The question is, would they then move him?
I think they're gone.
That's the question.
I think, unfortunately, they're gone.
Yeah. But it's only a possibility.
I mean, when you own two franchises and the other one is a marquee one where you make a lot of money, and then the other one is kind of like,
they get support now. I'm
look,
always surprised.
Right on cue.
I'm always surprised how much support they get because they've been so spurned basketball wise in that city going all the way back to the 70s. So I'm always surprised. But you know, my sister and brother-in-law, they both have season tickets. My other sister has season tickets. People go. You know, they put $15,000 in there, but it's not a very big place, and it is the second sport and always will be to the same. Yeah. So it makes it difficult.
Well, if you can't take off with Zion, like in terms of attention and the place is packed all the time and make some money, then it's probably what else are you going to do? But when you own one franchise that is making all kinds of money and then the other one is like, I think that's easy to sell.
But and then the NBA, sell it.
The NBA wants so bad to have a franchise either, well, first in Vegas or to get back into Seattle now that they're going to have the new arena.
To go with a new hockey franchise, right?
Well, and to bring back the Sonics.
There's like four different new arenas in Vegas, by the way. They got a lot of choices. Do you see that new one they're building? It's the World. It's built like a globe, and it's part convention center, part arena, mixed use. It looks amazing just when we drove by it, but they've got so many places to play now there.
There's going to be so many major events moving there. I think we're going to have a Final Four in Vegas.
We should. We definitely should.
Put it at the Raiders Stadium. I mean, you're going to have the national championship game for football Vegas.
The big Roomba.
You know, look at all the other bowls and look at basketball. I mean, the basketball tournaments in November and December are all over Vegas, and then all the conferences that have their conference tournament there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going to be the next pro team that goes to Vegas? Will it be Major League Baseball or will it be the NBA?
I know being there, I can't imagine what it's going to be like, but I know being there for the Super Bowl week is going to be incredible. It'll be like unlike any place.
Yep.
You know, back in the day in Miami and all the chances you had to have a really good time there, amplify that it is.
You know, we were talking about a pass first point guard that can wind up in Boston.
Uh-huh.
We forgot about Lowry. He's a free agent.
Well,
did you say Larry?
Bird.
Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry.
Should have
him and
left.
Mike.
He should have left someplace and been in this playoffs.
If they wanted something for him.
He could have been in Philly in this playoffs.
Remember that night? Remember the trade deadline night where they pulled him out early?
Yeah. And that, they thought
that,
he was gone.
That look on his face as he was walking off the floor.
Yeah.
And then the look on his face the next morning, he wakes up and he's
still
around.
Here. Yeah.
Because it's not the next year will be the good free agency market, but you know, with Kawhi and Paul, you got DeRozan.
What is Kyle, 34?
35. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money to invest on.
But so is Mike Conley, though.
He is a winner, though. Kyle Lowry, he's a winner.
You know, Collins, but he's restricted. Who's making himself some money in this playoff. Wow.
I didn't know. So Lonzo Ball is a restricted free agent this year?
Yeah.
Did not know that. Mm-hmm. George, I'm sure you did.
Oh, sure.
If I'm Ball, I probably have to stick
around. It's
only
his fourth season, right?
That's why it's restricted.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's in a good spot.
I think so, too.
I think
you like that?
I think he stays in New Orleans. But, I mean, it all kind of depends on the coach. But he's in a good – That's a good place for him.
If New Orleans is willing to pay, because I think New York's going to throw the bag at him, and obviously New Orleans will have to.
What are they doing? Just trying to acquire all the former Pelicans?
They're going to have some room.
Yeah, they're going to need a point guard.
They're going to have some room.
Well, and Adam Silver will start directing free agents to New York.
So we, you know what we kind of, well, you didn't take it for granted. You thought it wasn't a done deal. I can't remember maybe who we were talking to, who we had on our basketball, our national guy. But are we really now not sure if Doncic stays in Dallas? Or are these guys leaving because Doncic is staying in Dallas?
That might be it. I think he's staying. He's signing at Supermax.
The max. So he, the initial, so he, so that first signing, I understand what people are saying. It's never been done before.
Nobody's ever signed the option for the second year.
There also haven't been a lot of guys that are that internationally known to be able to earn money around the world compared to him. And he might want to make a statement. There's always a chance he might want to make a statement and say, I'm going to be the one to not do it. I know I'm going to get my money down the road, but I want to force Dallas to make the moves that are required to get me to a championship.
And we're sure this is not because he doesn't like the gambling guy running their basketball team.
That's my guy. I didn't realize he was even a part of this organization.
When you're taunting Rick Carlisle in the middle of a game.
Dude.
Hey, I'll tell you, the loser in this, because Rick Carlisle is going to be okay.
Oh, yeah.
The loser is Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Because Mark Cuban's credibility in going after that report about there's a rift and, you know, Lucas kind of running
he
the
said
team.
He said it was BS.
He said it. Yes.
Crap.
And people got after him.
He's pretty colorful.
And so that was, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay, what is today? They don't have a GM and their head coach leaves.
Yeah.
Well,
Hey, how about Carlisle saying, I've talked to Mark a lot these last couple of weeks and have decided. So he kind of let you, and he said the decision was all mine. He kind of lets you know there were some things that he probably was concerned over.
Well,
and
him and Donnie Nelson go way back.
Yeah,
I mean that's like a brother relationship. So he's out. Are you going to stick around?
Especially if you don't. For Donnie to be gone, though.
If you feel like
it's not a bad thing.
If you feel like no one supports me here.
That many years being there, and you look at where they are. Yeah, some of the deals they made. I don't know if it's a bad thing.
I think it was Jason Terry. The Jet said the other day that he thinks it would be good for Nelson to reset. But he also thought that Carlisle would stay. Mm. So
somebody needs to be able to come in there and tell Luka Doncic that you this prima donna stuff needs to it's got to stop. It's got to stop. You can't complain about every call. You can't act this way. You can't be this guy.
George, you're active on TikTok. Was that TikTok or Twitter where the Mavs guy had all those cut-ups of Doncic and Porzingis and Doncic not getting Porzingis the ball?
I think it was I think it was TikTok.
I think it might have been TikTok.
I think it was TikTok.
There were probably 25 plays. And easy. He said, "Yeah, you know, going from 16 shots to 10, this, that, and the other, and you know, Porzingis isn't always this, but look at all these times that Porzingis has got it." There was one time Doncic came off a ball screen. Porzingis gave him kind of like a high ball screen, and he popped out for three. And Doncic shot a contested floater, and Porzingis like squatted down like a catcher and hit the floor.
Like, saying, I can't believe you didn't give me the ball.
Yes, like showed him up on the court, and I'm like, it's probably a night that Dallas wasn't on TV, but man, how'd I miss this?
So they'll hold on to Porzingis for one more year, and then he'll get traded to Oklahoma City, and then they'll give him Kemba Walker. You go to Oklahoma City, you rehab a little bit, you move on, Presti picks up more picks, Porzingis comes to Oklahoma City, he rehabs, gets his next contract, or gets traded somewhere else.
So OKC got $30 million off the books. It's going to expire in Boston. They'll waive Horford or redo the deal.
Yeah.
So money opens up for both franchises. But what's Presti going to do?
He's got three first-round picks in this next month?
He's got a ton of first-round picks coming up.
Oh, yeah, he's just...
And it's a deep draft, yeah. I think.
Look what he did in the trade for Horford. Like, he got Horford and acquired picks and then traded Horford and got more picks.
Got more picks, yeah.
I mean, wow.
Would you be shocked to see a guy finish his career in New York City like Chris Paul?
I think the deeper run they make, the more attractive he'll be next year to somebody.
To somebody to pay him a ton of money. New York can pay him a ton of money.
But would he walk away from $44 million?
I get it.
That's crazy to think about.
He's rich.
He's already rich. And look how much money he's getting from State Farm.
15 years of getting paid.
And State Farm and all that other
big
stuff.
He's got
lots of
but
money.
But here's the thing.
But you get to play in New York.
I think he wants to win.
One of the rare times in his career, doesn't it seem like he loves the guy he's playing for?
I can see
and who he's playing with. He looks like he's really enjoying who he's playing
with. So you're going back to the time he gave Monty the game ball?
I think Monty Williams has reached him on a different level than Chris Paul wearing jersey 3.
That even had me emotional. And is at the
dusty.
Lakers' expense.
Yeah, it was a little dusty.
But that's $44 million. Whether you need money or not, that's like wild to think. Yeah. You know what? I'll go somewhere else for like nine less.
If I've made $200 million, I'm not crying over the difference between 44 and 36.
Could he make the nine up in New York?
I'd leave that $8 million on
just being in the city, period.
I don't know. Would that increase? I mean, he's still going to do State Farm.
I'm talking about doing local stuff.
I don't know.
There's a whole different in Chicago and L.A. and in New York. There's a whole different advertising market of just stuff that's happening there.
Have you seen what LeBron's done in Los Angeles?
I'm telling you, being in just those places, he starts his own record company.
Well,
he starts his own marketing for it. You can start all that stuff in New York City.
Let's see if they win this year. Yeah. If they win, I think he's gone. If they get close and he feels like we're right there and we'll be back next year, but then you have to factor in Golden State, what's coming back in Golden State and what the West is going to be. I don't know.
I don't know if Golden State's going to have enough, even with Clay.
You know what? I think he's found a home. Okay. I think in his first time, I think he's done being a nomad.
For balance sake, I kind of hope you're right. Just keep it real competitive out there. Denver's going to come back strong. Keep Phoenix good.
What's Portland going to be?
You don't think Golden State has enough, even with Clay coming back?
Mm-mm.
I mean, they got this close to the playoffs.
Dude, Draymond gets worse every year. I don't want to get into that, but I'm just saying. Like,
here we go.
He just does. Like,
but you don't think having Clay helps him out?
It does. Like, listen, Clay Thompson is fantastic. It's going to help, but you got to be deep. Deep.
They do need to do something often. I'm with you. Because you got to find. No, they got Wiggins.
Plus, they have the third overall pick, right?
Yeah.
It may have moved.
Don't they get the pick because of trade? Don't they end up getting?
You might have something there.
I thought they had a top five pick.
All I know is Oklahoma City is projected to pick at 4, 16, 18, 35, 36, 55. They could
basically
steal the Rockets pick if it drops to 5.
Yeah, they're doing what the Celtics did a couple years ago.
Yeah. And it didn't necessarily overly work for them.
I don't know.
I think it depends on how far the if the Suns go the next round as well. If he wins the title, listen,
I'm
think
a big Klay Thompson guy. I wonder how what's going on with Kawhi changes his free agency. Some people think he's an LA kid. He's just going to re-sign in LA. But he doesn't have to.
I was going to go to take 6-6. There's 6 pick.
He doesn't have to.
They're going to try and move Wiseman.
There's a 6 pick. If Wiseman doesn't fit. They liked Wiseman while he was healthy. Ooh.
I think the tail end of the season, he got sideways with Steve Kerr.
But he was out, right? Wasn't he?
Yeah,
he got hurt.
He got hurt.
No, but remember when he got benched?
Yeah. And
early?
And then Curry.
Because he missed an appointment.
Curry rare spoke out about him and not in a good way, which leads you to believe that we either got some work to do in the offseason or he's in a gots to go situation.
Hmm. They have Jalen Johnson predicted at number 6 to go to the Golden State Warriors.
So who's one? Cade Cunningham?
They have Cade Cunningham. Then they have Mobley 2.
Then Green?
Jalen Green. Suggs.
And then Kuminga?
Kuminga. Jalen Johnson. Scotty Barnes. Franz Wagner.
Dude, how about my
that's
man?
Night at 10.
How about my man Cole Anthony not making any of the all rookie team?
That's disrespectful.
Are you?
That one.
I'm with you.
I mean, puff, pass.
I was looking at the second team. I was like, who's that? Who do they play for?
How do you not have Cole Anthony?
They didn't announce him as a all rookie team when he was at Bronny Bronze game the other night.
Which, by the way,
did you watch that game?
This dude is overrated. I'm not going to hate on a kid, but he's not good. He's not. Well, I've seen it in person. I see it on television. Not good.
He's got a teammate that's really good.
Yeah. 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 He does. I mean, he's – I don't know. It's whatever.
Yeah, they're disrespecting Cole Anthony. LeBron and Drake's at courtside. Like, Cole Anthony's in a corner.
See, now I'm back to kind of not liking Drake.
Why, because he hasn't picked your team or what?
I don't know if he's trolling, but – you know, with the Raptors being kind of not very good, he was kind of out of that scene until he hopped on the Lakers bandwagon. And so I just got a chance to pay attention to the music.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I listen to the Drake channel on Pandora or Spotify, and you know, a couple of the kids like him. So it's, I'm like, oh, okay, I can kind of vibe with Drake. And now this, I'm just like.
Did he go to any games in Tampa? I never saw pictures of him sitting courtside in Tampa. And they had fans.
I don't think so.
He drives me bonkers.
I mean, the other major super fan of the Raptors, who's in the Basketball Hall of Fame, the gentleman with the turban who sits on the baseline.
That guy's awesome. Super fan.
Oh yeah, he told that story. That's a great story.
So he couldn't leave Canada, and he couldn't go watch him play this year.
Right.
Last night, it was one of the pregame shows. Clipper Darryl. They were talking to.
Did you see?
And he's like fired up because they can be back in the Staples Center.
The 60-minute piece they did on him was awesome.
Super fan or Clipper Darryl?
Super fan.
He's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, it's a great story.
Yeah, it's a really good piece they did on
him. Dude bought the dealership of the people that wouldn't hire him.
Yeah. So
after making money at both dealerships.
That's my type of petty.
People in Toronto have known him. He's very well known. Yeah. But it was right when the Raptors were starting to take off, and they would show him sitting courtside, and people were like, what is that guy doing at a basketball game? And then someone would say, no. You have to understand, he's one of the biggest basketball fans in the entire country of Canada.
It wasn't that much that they didn't hire him. They hired him, and everybody else quit because they didn't want to work with him. And then he went out and hired people and then made the money and then bought the dealership.
Yeah, they didn't want to hire him because of...
They hired him.
It wasn't because he wasn't a good guy.
Yeah, they hired him. But the people didn't want to work with him, and they left. Imagine quitting a job because somebody hired somebody to be your general manager or whatever else. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah, I'm not working for that guy.
I'm not working for that guy. He's got a turban. I'm leaving. He's like, okay.
And he loves basketball.
Loves basketball, yes.
Wasn't there something about him going into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame. Thanks, George, for listening.
As a fan.
That's terrible.
He's a Hall of Fame.
Whoa. Oh, he just gave you the Shane treatment. Did you hear what he just told George?
That's terrible.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, what do you mean that's terrible?
You should watch the story.
Fans should not be in a... No. Why? Well, you know what? If you're going to do fans in the Hall of Fame, how about do somebody like Spike Lee? How much money has he spent with the New York Knicks?
Hey, the guy in the turban never leaves. He stays for the entire 48 minutes.
He's also spent a ton of money.
You're mad about the fan being in the Hall of Fame, but you're lobbying for Draymond Green?
But our courtside seats at the New York Knicks game cost more than a Toronto Raptors game.
Oh, geez. Get out of here.
And by the way, the Turpin guy's in the state. He's not in the
state. He's not even going to call him that.
Let's call him by his name.
Hey, Turpin
good
guy.
Point. Good point.
Hey, that's what his name is. The girl with the antennas. I mean, that's how you refer to some people.
Nav. Wow. So Nav has never gotten into an argument with people that run the elevator at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, just
the
because.
Man always came
oh, I'm not
entrance.
Blaming Spike for that. Entrance, yeah. I'm blaming the people in New York. Treat that dude better.
You know who I am?
That's exactly who.
He shouldn't even have to say that.
He shouldn't even have.
And plus, George, I don't know. I think you're underselling GST or the provincial.
By the way,
tax.
Nav is known and on,
and their
on Wikipedia,
sales tax.
Known
it
for
is
Raptor
high.
Superfan.
Yeah, he is Raptor superfan. That's who he is.
I think their sales tax is like 20%, and then you pay GST.
You feel pretty good about just what I don't know. If you feel he should be in the Hall of Fame, but his story
is
you know,
great.
I love America. I believe you can come here and be whatever you want to be. He is the example of that. Beyond the dude had to drive a cab for a while. The dude had to take a job. He was like a computer engineer?
Yeah.
He was something incredible back where he was. Had to come here, couldn't get a job. Then everybody quits when they make you the general manager. And then you're like, fine, I'll make enough money to buy both these dealerships.
I think that's so
I mean,
good.
He was the first fan in the new super fan gallery. He's been to every home game
He's
in
been
Toronto.
Every home game, yeah. And we used to go to a ton of road games before COVID happened.
George said, I'm here for that kind of petty.
George.
I am.
George, he founded the Superfan
that's
Foundation.
Though.
He does. He gives back a lot. That's a big part of the
story,
too.
He spends $300,000 every year to send thousands of kids to Raptors game. Please apologize. He sold 127 cars in 3 months, and he bought the dealership 2 years later.
Exactly. A dealership where the people didn't want to work with the dude.
Dude, how do you sell 127 cars in 3 months?
So he went from being a mechanical engineer.
There you go. Thank you. Mechanical engineer.
So he struggled to find work, and then he said, I'm going to go sell cars.
Yep.
And then I'm going to buy the dealership.
It was the only job he could get was selling cars, which is pretty cool.
That's crazy. And, you know, general managers at dealerships will put up with a lot of tomfoolery if a guy or gal can
sell. If a guy can work. I have a great friend who 4 days a week, you didn't know if he was showing up. But the day he was there, oh, he killed it.
George, he's got his own website.
Does he really?
NavBahitaSuperfan.com.
Yeah. They call him by his name.
Nav.
Turban guy.
Yeah.
Turban guy.
No, he wears a t-shirt that says, I'm with Nav.
That's pretty funny. It should say on the back, Turban guy.
Superfan 95.
Dude, 69 years old, too.
What?
He's had a nice
That shocked me, too.
Career.
I couldn't believe it. I was thinking maybe late 50s.
That's crazy.
He's 69.
He has aged well.
He looks great for 69.
He got some black in him.
You know, black don't crack? Well, you know, it's like a light black.
Just
look at Robbie. He's 62.
Hey, probably your question, George. I'm not going to engage.
Hey, sometimes you just have to be like.
It's like that running back today. I'm like, where are we going to go with this? I mean, really, is he Sam McGuffey? I don't know.
George, I just signed you up for his Superfan Foundation emails.
You put his email
so you'll be
in
getting
there?
Those.
That's funny. That's funny.
I'm not hating on a guy. I'm not saying he's
what
not.
What do you mean you're not hating on a guy?
I'm not saying he's Hall of Fame, but I don't think he should. I didn't think he should have been the first one.
I'm shocked, chagrined, and dismayed. My man went to bat for Draymond Green, but poo-pooed Superfan.
That is a stretch.
Well, one guy actually scored a basket. The other guy never scored a basket. I think that was his point. One guy scored
a
basket.
Just because one guy actually plays, I mean, come on.
Player?
Stickler?
That is quite the stretch.
Just because one guy has multiple titles? Come on.
My dude is selling slides for $50 with his face on them.
Slides?
Yeah.
$50 slides? Damn.
Yeah.
It's Canada, man. You got to make some money. Don't be messing with some guy's bag.
Actually, American-wise, that's only $62. I'm just joking.
Because it isn't Canadian.
It is in Canadian. Go in the other direction.
Wow.
Okay.
This is impressive. Who would you think, like, from the Nebraska standpoint, if you had a Hall of Fame, like in the Nebraska Football Hall
Doll
of Fame?
Man.
Ken?
Super fan. Just saw him at a Platteview game.
It's the guy who has
Platteview
his whole
was playing
house with all of that stuff.
Ron
we do the story on him on NET.
It's Kent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kent listens to 1620. He sent me a bunch of pictures. I was telling a story about a month ago of him traveling to a Nebraska baseball game.
Yep. Signed a autograph for him just in districts in Platteview on a Saturday.
Okay. It's either he would be definitely one of the prime candidates, or he passed away during, what was it, the 90 Utah State game when the 91 where there was a storm and lightning hit the stadium and he suffered a heart attack. Husker Bob, remember he had little puppets on his fingers?
I
and
remember.
He sat in the corner.
He's a legend.
He sat in the corner above the end zone of the entrance where Nebraska used to come out.
He's in.
Yeah, he was right there in the front row, and he passed away during a game. He had a heart attack.
Hey, by the way, is it tonight or was it last night, and I missed it, that Channel 7 was doing the piece on the little kid 5 years later? Is that tonight? Yeah. At the CWS. He's going to go in as super fan.
I always make fun of Logan because they look alike. He gets so mad.
What is wrong with you?
What's that kid done?
He gets so mad.
I don't think they look alike.
They do.
I don't think they look
alike. When his head's shaved, they look, and they make the same look. He always goes to me, he goes, he does to me all the time.
Hey, where is, so.
So hey, do you hear my, it's my keys I'm getting at my backpack.
Hey, so where is the kid at?
What's wrong with this dude?
Where is the kid at?
His mom was hot.
What?
Nobody's lying about that. You know she was.
I don't even remember.
I don't remember her mom.
Remember, she's sitting there. She's acting like she didn't see anything. And when they pull back to the two shot, you're like, ooh.
No, I don't think that was his mom. I think that was Kaylee Hartung.
No, his mom is sitting next to him. I know Kaylee very well. No, his mom's sitting to his left. Let me just say this. I pull that video up all the time to mess with Logan. His mom's to his left, and she's kind of like smiling a little bit.
Yeah, right. That's a good excuse.
Good job,
here,
Dad.
Logan.
The mom's hot.
Logan, look what a family looks like.
I ain't lying. This is what it likes when people take kids to places.
How old is he now, probably?
18?
Well, so.
That was 5 years ago.
You know, remember the young boy.
That sounds old. You think he was 13 back then?
I was thinking he was 13. He's a big kid.
I think he was probably like 9 or 10.
I was big at 8.
That's him, right? Pull up the kid from the CWS.
Hey, they can't ever offend us as not be equal or accuse us of being equal opportunity offenders.
He's even got a website gear. I'm telling you,
this kid out.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
How old is he? He had to be at least 12 or 13.
Okay, so his name's Sammy.
Sammy! How old is he?
I'm going to say 15.
No, he's 15.
He was only 11? I mean, 10?
He was 10.
Wow. That's incredible.
Let's see here. Oh, I see his mom now.
Mom was hot, dude.
Hang on.
I get what y'all say.
Happened there? Mom. What is that?
You got
something
porn?
Something just fell off the ceiling.
That happens all the time in here.
Hold on. We're over here looking at.
This building's got a little chance to make it.
Mrs. Sammy.
Hey, Dave, you see the size of these?
Yeah, I talked about those on air.
Are you still looking at it?
Ridiculous.
I said I would drive to New Orleans. Just
they're incredible.
I don't know what's going on
Mr.
here.
Mr. B's.
Internet here sucks.
The best. But sometimes the internet does just like freak out. Freak out.
I don't know. Something just fell off the ceiling.
It's a silverfish or something.
The silverfish.
Or what do you call those little things?
How do you know that? A gnat.
What do you call those things? A silverfly? A silverfish?
They're called silverfish. You're right. I didn't know we had them in here, but yes. They're usually around water.
Well, oh, Sharpie said it was humid.
There is probably water up there.
There's humid in here. I don't know what you guys do during the morning.
Nothing.
I come in here, it's like a fat man's weight loss
It was
paradise.
So cold in here when we came in today. I was like, whoa. I had to put this thing on that, from Paramount Sports.
Pretty swank, isn't it?
Isn't it Run DMC circa 82? Isn't it?
You're just missing the matching pants.
I was like, the hat okay?
Some Adidas. You take good.
You take that out of Lost and Found?
He gave. I pulled these out of Lost and Found and gave it to him. I'll put my emblem on it. Damn, hey, it was good this morning.
Well,
I was happy.
Is. Don't come in here and be a chump, man. Hey. You better be pretty thick-skinned.
Hey, you ever taken anything from Lost and Found and made it your own?
Some mittens.
No. Shane has, though.
Yeah, I took some Thinsulate gloves.
Shane has, though.
Okay, so they have fingers.
Yeah.
Not like mittens.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was queer. It was crazy. It was queered. It was weird.
All right, fine.
Or
nothing
crazy.
There's nothing wrong with that, first of all.
First of all.
Just start over.
It was weird or crazy that the gloves were, you know how they have the little clasps?
Yeah.
They were still hooked together. So I waited almost all winter. And I ended up taking them.
What's the statute of limitations on Lost and Found before it's open game?
I'd say 6 months.
I was going to say a month.
I'd say 6 months.
It wasn't 6 months because
so
it was over
next,
one season.
Get to the next season. I mean, like, you know, so somebody loses it in the winter.
So it was probably 4 months.
The fall starts, then they should be
I waited till the end.
I mean, you ever need charging cables for your phone or whatever? Lost and found, place to go.
Tons of them in there, yep.
And that's kind of gross because it's plastic, but you ever seen the squeeze bottles in places? Yeah, they collect those things like...
Yeah, I ain't going there. I'm okay.
You guys check for teeth marks?
Yeah.
Are they a biter or did they just squeeze it out? If it's got bite marks, keep it pushing.
Yeah, I don't need... I don't usually take something that somebody's been sucking on, so...
Okay, it's definitely time to go after that.
A little squeeze ball.
Let's just say,
squeeze bottle.
Cut people, that out some, and leap and keep it and some, drop it whenever you want, George.
Some people squeeze, some people suck on those.
I'm telling you, cut both of those, put them back to back, play them all the time.
All I was going to say is be a squeeze.
Every time you hear Gary Sharp, some people, I mean, just do it. It'd be perfect.
All right,
it's
man.
It's a POP if I ever heard one.